I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Oh, let's go. You ready to go?
Let's hit it.
Fire up the engines, yes, everybody.
Start the clock.
Let's go. Net positive podcast. Second week of January. How's everybody feeling?
Good, good, good.
Full house today.
Full.
We're five wide.
Oh, yeah.
On the couch. I got an intro,
yes,
for our guest.
Yeah.
You want me to do it?
You do it.
All right. And you add to it.
Okay. I'll ad lib it.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio today, let's see, Broadway extraordinaire. TikTok famous, multi-talented, been in several of my videos.
Mm-hmm.
Recorded some of your videos.
I know, been in several, recorded them, been voiceover on some of them, been in some of them.
Contributed to her own intro.
Contributed, yeah.
See, I have a
You want to do it herself. Long time, friend of mine for a long time. And we had interesting perspectives. We want to talk about tipping, and we want to talk about, most important, former Amish. Is this true?
The former Amish life. Yes.
Jemima June is in the house, everybody. Let's go. And also, I was going to say this in your intro, but I don't know if I want to put that out right up top. Irresponsible dog owner.
Yes, very irresponsible dog owner.
Okay,
irresponsible?
Yes, irresponsible.
Yeah. Not responsible.
I was walking the other day, and there was this couple walking, and there was this dog in the road,
okay,
like running around. And how far do you live from me? Like, you live like 100 yards from me?
Yeah, probably 100 yards.
And I go, that looks like it was like running in the road. At what time? And then was this like not early?
I'm laughing out of nervousness because this is making me look so bad.
It ends with you looking good because I was like, God, that looks like Jemima's dog. And I think. Your dog is running. I'm not a pet guy, but your dog is running around in the street is a phone call.
Yeah.
That's not absolutely. That's not a text.
There's urgency there.
It might have been a FaceTime.
No, yeah.
No, it was a call. Hey, because I would say if you called me or I called you, something is happening.
It's more of just like, let's talk about it now.
Like if you called me.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing you're with one of my friends.
Yeah.
Or you were like out and you were like, John has to see, or we have to tell. It wouldn't be like
more urgent.
Yeah, yeah. So you're like, oh, John Chris is calling. You're like, what? Yeah.
I was like, okay.
I was like, I think your dog's in the road.
And I was like, my dog. And let me tell you, it was the day after Halloween.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was not feeling very well.
No, you weren't feeling good. She wasn't feeling good.
Under the weather.
Yeah, and I have a fenced-in backyard. And Liam is great. But every now and then, he'll figure out that one little spot that he's maneuvered out.
He was ready to go.
And normally my cameras will catch that. Like, my cameras will catch him leaving my backyard, and then I'm like, oh, Liam, and then I'm ready to go get him. But I wasn't really paying attention to anything.
Well, you hate to see it.
It was a self-care day. Okay. Understood.
So thank you for saving my dog's life and bringing him back.
You know what?
Give it up for John saving that dog's life.
That's how I was going to try to intro this.
And now you can add that to your list of things, dog savior.
Who, Michael Jr. is a comic. He has a buddy about how he's a black comic. He's like, black comics name their dogs like nouns, and white people name their dogs human names. Like Liam is a great name. Is a white person's dog name.
It's like a bad little kid name that should be a dog's name.
Liam. A kid who has a trust fund.
Exactly. Yeah, Liam.
Well, he's an Australian shepherd, so I named him after Liam Hemsworth.
Hemsworth into the road.
Into the road, yep.
Well, I wonder what dogs what goes through their head when they're like, this is unbelievable.
Well, there was another time my sister.
Yeah, because you're always trying to keep him, like he's always at their window.
He should be herding like 800 sheep on a farm.
Oh, yeah, and you got him trapped in a house with some plants.
He was trying to get the cars. He was trying to herd the cars.
Oh, yeah. He probably was trying to herd the other people.
I mean, he was like,
he'd be a great valet.
Yeah.
He's also gotten out one time. And ran around and came back up to my front door when he was ready to come back in. And that terrifies me because I'm like,
how long have you been out here?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, there's a road. Like, it terrifies me.
How are you going to have kids?
I don't know if that's really in my deck.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's on your deck.
So I can see how I'm handling my dog.
Three minutes in, right.
Come on. I've got plenty of nieces and nephews.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm the Aunt Jemima.
That's your real name?
Aunt
People
Jemima.
Ask me that all the time.
Yeah.
She's like, is that because we follow each other and we interact on the internet? She's like, that's like, is that the.
that her real
I think
name.
Lydia was like, is that her real name?
Yeah. People try to whiten it up as much as they can. They'll be like, Jemima. I'm like Jemima, and
just
they're
say
like,
Jemima.
I like Aunt Jemima, and they're wait, like, wait, oh, are you? Don't want to say it.
Are you scared?
Yeah, they're like, I don't want to jump and say that right away. I'm like,
mm. Well, because you're nearing that. I think you're, you know, like Drake or like Cher. They're just like one word name.
Right. One name, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my sure. Middle name you're there. You, yeah. Oh, you go by Jemima June.
Well, my middle name's June, so I feel like it's more of a Jemima June.
Those are both real.
Yeah, well, I have two middle names. Jemima Shalom June Coward.
Shalom?
Gosh, Shalom. What?
Dude, you're the coolest person to ever sit on this couch.
That is wild.
Well, I don't even have the weird names. My little sister's names are Tikva, Talea, Nedeva, and Shakara Lavovs are their middle names.
Yeah, they just went.
Damn. What planet in the Star Wars universe did you guys move?
Hey. Yeah,
that's incredible.
My mom ran out of names by the time she had me. I'm the okay. eighth.
Well, sometimes there's a lot of like a... there's a lot of
amazing
country artists that's not their name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's it. Your name.
Yeah.
What are the odds of that? You're like, my name's Jemima June.
It's almost like you want to come out and be like, and that's my real name. Like attach it to
same
the name.
With mine. Yeah. My middle name is Barack.
Right.
And everybody, that's always been a thing. Cause I'm like, my last name's Christ. And they're like, oh, you're like a Christian. He's like, you think I picked?
Yeah.
John Barack Christ. You think I chose that? But like,
that's great. It has a flow.
Yeah.
It has a great flow. In
well, it's John Barrick is really how it's pronounced. John Barrick Christ.
But people pronounce it Barack.
Barack. Yeah.
I think whenever the first time you were texting me about it, because you didn't think my real name was Jemima.
No, obviously. And I don't trust anyone off the jump. I go, no, I'm not doing this.
And then I was like, well, because you said Barack and I called you a bar rat. And you were
is that a
joke and
a
I was
bar
like,
rat. Yeah,
and you thought I was saying your middle name.
What is this recall from 3 years ago?
Yeah, but I was like, wow. How would I know your middle name? And then but you were just kind of conceited and thought I knew everything about
That's
you.
Not,
at that
don't
point.
Say that.
It's more self-conscious. We've unpacked that here a little bit.
but we went down to my family goes to like Amish, like we go for celebrate Amish holidays.
Yeah.
And I forgot about that because we talked about that last week. Mm-hmm. And I go, you know what we should get on here? Like, we should get Jemima on here because you grew up, that's how we connected. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Because that's like a very odd.
That's about as niche as it gets.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was your background.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. I mean, like, I think when people first hear my name, they're a little thrown off. Like, oh, where'd your mom get that name from? And I'm saying it's very biblical. Like,
so I asked the thing that everyone asks and you'd be mad about it. Okay, go ahead.
But it's a biblical name. Like Job, whenever he lost everything and then God gave him back everything.
Yeah.
He had three sons, but he was given three daughters as well. And the oldest daughter's name was Jemima. She was the most beautiful and fairest in the land. Says it right after her name.
Just saying.
And just throwing that out there.
Wait, I wonder why that, because you know, like
keeping track.
Everybody goes like, you know, like, Matthew, John, Joshua, Caleb, like Rebecca, Sarah,
you have
Leah,
a brother named Caleb.
Rachel. These are a popular Andrew, like Bible. How come that one didn't get in?
Well, there's only
that's a sick name.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, there's only three boys and eight girls. So
on where?
And my family too.
Okay,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What were you
saying? Like how come it's not in the lexicon of
why isn't
like,
that
Bible
held
names?
Up?
Like the popular ones. Why didn't Jemima get in?
It's Jemima.
Yeah. Beautiful and fairest
it's
in the
beautiful,
land.
It's beautiful, but I feel like it kind of could go both ways because sometimes I'll joke about like I was kind of busted. I don't think Jemima would be a great name for me. But because I'm a decent looking person, okay. I'm not
that's
trying to
flex number two, by the way. We're 5 minutes
here.
In. Flex number two.
But you know, Jemima's kind of, it makes me stand out. I'm the only Jemima in Nashville that I know of. I've only met
that's true.
Two other Jemimas and those were in the communities. When I was
in
very
the
young.
Amish community.
In the Amish community.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit about that for a second.
I like just already to, that you refer to them as the
just
community.
To set it up. That already sounds unbelievable.
That's sick.
Yeah,
that sounds like a social
and wait,
club.
Let me say before we start this, is some people have said like I am not Amish.
Yeah.
And I like my people were like, John, like I'm not trying to like, what's it called when you use somebody else's culture?
Appropriate.
Yeah, yeah. I go, I'm not saying like my grandparents were Amish. My parents were Mennonite, meaning it's like a break off of Amish. And then my parents met at Mennonite College and my dad started a non-denominational church. So I am zero of it, but my heritage is that. And we spend holidays in that community.
And you're in that culture. You're living in that culture.
So everybody's like, John, I'm not trying to, I don't speak on their behalf.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't, I'm not their,
you're not the face.
I like their way of living.
Yeah.
And they
respect it too.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah. Yeah. And you're saying this, that you're not speaking on behalf of the media.
Yeah. Actually, but I kind of have a little bit similar with you as well, because like I was raised in the communities, but we went to different Amish communities, different Mennonite communities.
Yeah.
Because my mom was a midwife. So she was so valuable to delivering babies. Because
they don't go to the hospital.
They don't. It's all home births. So everything out of 11 of us, 9 of us were born at home. So,
really?
Yeah. And my mom had 5 of us underwater. So like in a horse trough.
Whoa. Like, dude, what? Wait, sick. All right. So
this is not the interview I thought we were doing.
No,
today,
I knew it was. All right. Well, some of my siblings, I'm one of 8 that were similar in that way. And when several were born at home.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about the water thing. I think it was just in the bathtub upstairs, because I remember.
Well, in the bathtub, but with no water.
Is that a thing? I have no idea.
It is. It's more of a constricted area.
So water is just like.
But water bursts are, they're less painful. And when you're like, you think that the baby's going to be drowning, but that it's getting all of its oxygen through that umbilical cord, the tube.
Yeah, okay,
so until it gets cut, you know, then it's fine.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The pressure of the water kind of going on your belly and everything going out, it's way easier for birth. But I mean, my mom had 6 kids at that point, so we were kind of like walking out by that point.
Okay.
So it had to have been easy.
Like my 6th kid is like, yo, I'm here.
Just surfing out. Like, what?
So maybe it was the water. Maybe it was
what order were, where were you?
I'm the 8th.
You're the by the
yeah,
last.
I'm at the bottom. Yeah, I've got 3 little girls under me. And then
okay.
7.
Okay, so how was your mom? So if wherever the community, do you want to say which ones? Or
was
there a bunch of them?
There was. So my mom and my dad, they were not raised in Amish anything.
Like, okay.
Raised very normal suburb lives.
Yeah.
And then my dad was in did some kind of like normal job.
Yeah.
And then
podcaster?
Probably podcaster, honestly. So they had 4 kids at that point. And then my mom got into midwifery. And so they decided to kind of live a little bit more of a simpler life, and they were going to communities delivering babies. So,
okay. Oh, I got it.
But
okay,
my mom is such a chameleon that she doesn't want to be that person that's living differently.
It's like the outsider.
Yeah. So we completely developed into their community and kind of lived how they lived for a while. And then until we went to another community where my mom was helping out there. And then because we went to Florida, Virginia, North Carolina. We were even
you went
in
to
the,
a bunch of them.
Bunch of them. We were even the 12 tribes in Florida for a little bit. My mom was delivering.
And
it's very like,
from what I know, it's very like word of mouthy.
Yes.
So if you are in, you go, hey, go to the Virginia, go to North Carolina, go to the other community and help
my
them.
Mom was like famous in before social media because of how many babies she's delivered. She's delivered over 1,500 babies. Like
what?
She has been, dude, she's in Africa right now delivering babies at some refugees. Yeah, she's over there right now.
Amish?
No, it's just over Amish refugees.
Hey, we broke off. Yeah.
No, she's out there just, but that's what she's
done
doing her whole life.
Yeah.
So she was very, very valued as a midwife.
Yeah,
when other midwives would leave other communities that needed a new one, we would go to that. But we were just, that's why we were Amish for probably about 6 years total in those communities, living the way where we were like horse and buggy for a little bit, like bonnets.
Gosh,
and
Your mom is like the Jeff Bezos of the Amish. Deliveries on the board?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I'm on the board. Is there one per community? Probably. There wouldn't be that many.
Well, you have like usually the midwife, and then you have like a doula, the person that's kind of
assistant.
Yeah. And one of the reasons we ended up leaving the community, and the main reason, was because my mom's mentor ended up losing a woman during childbirth. She passed away. So she got charged with the homicide, and my mom was really scared about that kind of somehow going on to her.
Sure.
So we left that community kind of on the run and, you know, got in the bus and like, and then we, it was crazy. It's a really interesting life, but
we have like family members that have had not immediate family members, but like have had, because they don't believe in like healthcare, correct?
Yeah.
Again, we're not speaking on their behalf,
no.
But I have relatives where they've had, I don't want to say this out of place here, where they've had birth complications and they didn't go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And there's like been like significant, like either a child lives with a disability or is no longer alive because the healthcare that is available that they did not access.
Yeah.
And so that was your, I mean, if you delivered that many babies, mm-hmm. you got to know if something, this is not right.
You're going to go through a lot of different things. Yeah, like if the baby's birch, like laying wrong, or if it's coming up, umbilical cord's wrapped around its neck. A lot of things can go wrong. It is a very, you know, and back in, you know, this was 25 years ago. So it's not like they didn't have a click of the phone to figure out what it was. Yeah. And, you know, it's very, you don't go to the hospital. Like, I have a scar under my chin that I busted my chin open when I was like six years old. And
I thought you meant on the bar at Whiskey Row.
My mom slapped some herbs on that thing and then told me to slap my butt and told me to get back outside, you know, like when I should have went to the hospital. Yeah. And even now as an adult, I still like it takes a lot for me to want to like be like, okay,
suck it up.
Yeah. Cause I worked on a broken ankle one time and I was in so much pain. My employer made me go to the hospital and I found out my foot was broken, but I was working on it. Yeah.
Savage,
so I was like, oh, you know, it's just a little pull spray. I'm not going to not work, but it's just, it doesn't come front center like everybody else. Like,
yeah.
Cause I have girls that will like hurt their hand. They're like, I need to go to the hospital. I need to see if I'm like,
that's a great impersonation. Yeah. Do it again.
Like, I need to go to the hospital.
I think I know that girl. I know who you're talking about.
Put those panties on.
Yeah, come on, grow up. Well, that I think I'm the same way. But when I wanted to have you on the pod and I called you, I go, I want to talk about like these Amish like communities and the way that what I'm a part of, again, not on their behalf, but like to ask questions. But I go, I don't want to speak badly of them.
Yeah.
So if I asked Jemima, I go, if you're like against it and you like hate it, then it's probably not the conversation to have. She's like, no, the time that you spent there, you like a lot of those people's lives, you're like,
yeah, you respect them too. And you earn like the things I learned at such a young age. How to turn butter.
Yeah.
How to kill a chicken.
You haven't.
Have you not?
A chicken?
A chicken?
You
okay.
Killed
so,
it?
Yeah. Well, well,
we have a chicken right here. Yeah. So let's see.
Go ahead. Bring it out. Yeah.
Come on. Could you have zip ties and a clothes hanger? Oh, there you go.
You're the Dexter of chicken world.
No, we really did though. But that's how we ate a lot of the time because we were so poor that we would like, we'd have a lot of chicks and then you only need one rooster. So when we'd have more roosters, we would kill the roosters and eat them. And you just, because we hung up all of our clothes, we just get a clothesline. You zip tie their ankles to it. You let their heads hang down, get all the blood of the head and slit their throats. Then you lick them and then you eat them.
Very casual.
Dude, very casual.
Very casual. Very casual, yeah.
Well, is there something that your mother, and I think my parents too, maybe, that like, because she's still kind of, if she's in Africa, still doing this, so you're like, there's something too where like, going to wherever downtown to the hospital that she's like, I like a simpler, holistic way of living.
Yeah.
She's clearly still doing that now.
Well,
it was attractive. Instead of going to a birth like everyone else does it, we're going to, even a midwife is like, you don't have to be Amish to have that because we did a couple of those. Mm-hmm. It's just like very natural, holistic and against like, how do they feel about your job now?
Well, the holistic, like my mom's a witch. Like she does all the herbs everything. She's going to rather do that than the hospital. So, but
currently,
okay, like but she's still, you're going to learn though. So you have this stuff where she's going to use the stuff that's going to be better for her, but she's also going to probably slap some nettle leaf on that and make you drink it. And it's a type of herb.
Well, a witch.
I'd say witch just because she uses, she could walk
that's
out.
That's the opposite of Amish, I think. I don't know.
I would say more of like herbalistic wise.
Okay,
you know,
like
the
witch.
Remedies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She will walk
a witch,
on the
like
street.
Not Halloween witch.
Not Halloween witch. Okay, just herbal, very green.
Look up the definition of witch.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Not a witch, but like an herbalist.
Not a witch.
Woman.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, look at that plantain. And she'll grab the plantain on the ground and then she'll like, chew it up because that activates it and then she'll slap it on a cut and then it's I would have never known that until she just taught it to me. That's what a plantain leaf looks like.
That's what it does.
And it's, I don't know, but that's.
Is it like that in Africa, what she's doing now?
Oh yeah, she's learning so many new stuff. It's like so much new stuff.
Because you don't have.
She's got books.
Where is she?
She's like,
like it out or like in the city?
She's not, out. She had to drive. Like, she's like in a very small little like in like low poverty town. Like
currently, your mother.
Currently, she is there. Gosh, I will show you.
Wait, why is she on the pod?
That's sick.
Well, you think about everybody on this planet, and I've been pretty close to everywhere. That there's not hospitals. Some very small percentage of, if you're born into a hospital with like a tile floor, like you hit the jackpot. Yeah, yeah. You hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
With a if you were born with someone with a degree helping you assist that, you hit the jackpot.
Yeah, you're coming out great.
Because everybody is having kids.
That's like white privilege for you right there.
Gosh.
Horse trough.
That
born in a horse trough over here.
Well, that's the so I'm just trying to put pieces together. If you have like a Amish community, there's, let's say there's a couple thousand people in it. So you have, you're on like a, she could be coming up list. There has to be like five on your, like the pregame,
like the watch list.
Yeah. The watch
list. Players to watch.
Yeah. Cause if you get to about eight months, you're starting to be like, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
And then that person would call your mom.
Yeah.
If the water broke or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it works. I have no expertise. Yeah.
So
in this
normally
area.
they'll start with when they find out they're pregnant. You usually try to start creating a relationship with your midwife then.
Okay.
So hopefully or 3 months in.
You go to coffee or something?
Yeah. Go to coffee. Yeah. But you know, you're kind of learning about what you should be drinking, what you should be intaking, how you should be sleeping, how to prevent preeclampsia, how to just kind of like go learning all that stuff. So my mom is with these girls for when they normally find out they're pregnant until they have the babies. And then even afterwards, my mom will still go over there and help them whether they want her to or not.
Yeah. She's like, I think we're done. She's like, nah, I'm still, what's up?
I'm here.
What is the, what if you have a lot of, what if, I don't know if you know the answer to this. What do you have a lot of pain? Isn't that like part of the shots? Like in the hospital, you get the
epidural and all that?
Yeah.
None of that.
Just don't be a little, you know?
Just get in the tub.
You can't even drink. I was going to say drink some whiskey, but you can't.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's also like, I don't know. I think you can also feel like, I respect it because women go through a lot. And if you're able to kind of go through that pain and deliver life, it's going to probably gonna have a great bond with that child too.
If you're, they can't make you unconscious, right?
Yeah.
To deliver a baby. No. You have to be.
No. You got to push.
So they go in and it's kind of the bond that you created during birth. Yeah. I've always thought that sometimes when like, you watch other people as an adult, you watch other people like deliver, like have raise children. And then the kid gets like 16 and he's like,
I hate you.
He's like, yeah. And I hate you. You're like, you're not cool. You're like, I'm not a parent, but you have to be like, oh, we all did it.
That's going
to
hurt
to all our parents. We're like,
at 16.
Bye. Yeah. Dude. Yeah.
Was midwifery ever in your future?
No.
Hey, don't give up on it already.
It was so normal in my life though. Like I saw two of my little sisters get born. So it's like, it was very.
What?
Yeah. And it was so normal in my life. Yeah, I was going to births with my mom all the time and like going and.
Who is this? Bring your daughter to work day.
But they,
exactly. Jamaica, she's playing with some toys. Cool.
Just give her a catcher's mitt and tell her to stand at the end of the bed.
Yeah, I was probably entertaining all the other kids that were running around.
Oh, yeah, you're probably awesome at that.
But it was so normal, too. Like, you know, the women are there completely exposed in a bathtub. Yeah. And everyone is in the community is kind of around because we're not looking at her in a sexual way.
Sure.
It's more of a beautiful
celebration.
Yeah, and like I'd have memories of chasing kids around the house with the woman giving birth in the middle of the living room. Like just so normal because that was my everyday. Yeah. I was somewhere with my mom delivering a baby.
Well, we were watching that, we didn't watch it. We got that preview of it was like a Mormon community where like the guy had like three wives or like the kids grew up wearing these like outfits and they're all on the other side of it. Now they're like, we thought that was normal, you know, like everybody's like situated. Like I have a joke in my show about, did you think you like the way your house was and your community was as a kid, you thought everyone's was that.
Yeah.
Or like if your dad,
you didn't know any other world.
If your dad's gone for a month for work, you're like, I think that's what everyone's dad does. Yeah. Or like your parents, if they're like, I've heard like parents sleep in separate bedrooms. You're like, I thought everyone. And then you get to like
oh, that's not normal.
13 yeah. or 14. Like I remember like my buddy Isaac, I told the story all the time where I first started going over to like spend the night at his house. Or like he just started calling and his mom would say, "I love you," all the time.
Yeah.
He'd be like, "I love you, mom." And I never heard that.
Yeah.
Not that my parents didn't love me. They did, but we just didn't communicate like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, he always would say it. And his mom would always say it to him, like he dropping him off for school or picking him up or going to a friend's house. Like, "I love you." And I was like, just like, so if you guys.
You only know what you know.
That's me though. That's me. I say, "I love you." I'll call you back if you don't say I love you when I hang up the phone.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, "I love you." And then you're like, "I'm calling you. I love you." Like,
say it
let's
back.
Say it back. Yeah, but that was very much my mom's way of like constantly telling us that she loved us. And but I think there were so many of us she needed to kind of make sure we had that because she was having to give maybe us 5-10 minutes a day because she was pregnant or giving birth.
Yeah.
So like,
gosh,
you know, she was pregnant. But if you put all of her pregnancies together, it was like 9.5 years, like because she had 11 kids.
Of her personal pregnancy.
Dang.
Yeah, I guess my mom is my mom is a kid every 2 years.
Yeah,
I'm one of eight, so for 16 years, so she's like pregnant or breastfeeding for how many? Your mom? How long? How many years did you say?
It like pregnant. Like if you around like 9.5, almost 10 years, but breastfeeding too. My mom was constantly breastfeeding a 2-year-old and then an infant, like had one on both teeth.
Can you do that?
Just double barrel?
Yeah.
Apparently you can.
You go. Oh, no. You got two teats for something, I guess.
Yeah. That's why you got two.
I didn't know any of this.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
All right. So it's so like,
where do you fall in?
I'm the third.
You're the third?
Yeah.
So you're one of the olders.
Yeah, I got
the elder.
No, it's kind of
So you were raising all your siblings, though. Was that a thing?
Hey, that's a podcast. I ask you questions, okay? Legit, you don't ask me questions. I'm just kidding.
All right, I'll stay in my lane here.
I wasn't very responsible.
There's older
brothers that were more responsible. Okay, wow. I was not in charge of, I was lucky to be like completing my tasks and chores. John was not ever responsible for anything. My older brothers were like had jobs and they were like going to them. I was like, "Where are they going?" And I was like, I couldn't like, I was like, "Why am I coloring?
What are you guys doing?" Yeah, what?
Where are you at all day? Yeah. Like, what are you doing,
dude? I'm just like digging a hole in the woods. Like, oh.
Dude, I miss those days.
I know.
Digging holes in the woods.
Well, gold digging. Yeah.
Well, that's what we're doing now.
We're still clearly.
We're not digging holes.
Emotionally, we're digging them. Exactly. Wouldn't you say that like, so if you go all the way into that community, there's like a lot of things that because I think everybody that listens to this podcast has even if you don't have a tradition of a religion, you have a tradition of morality that your parents gave you.
Yeah.
Every human does. Like some people grew up Amish, Mennonite, Pentecostal, where you pray for someone, they fall over. Some people believe Catholicism, where they went to mass. Everybody has a different one. And then everybody gets kind of on their own, or at least, and they're trying to decide what of this we take and what of it we leave.
Yeah.
And that's everybody. So you're like, there's like an Amish community, there's no drinking. Mm-hmm. But all your siblings are like, I think all my siblings too, are like, we're not going to take that one.
Yeah. We definitely did not take
that one.
Yeah,
we didn't take that one. But then like obviously the electricity, you're like, we're not with this one.
Yeah.
But the practice of holistic medicine or you're not against hospitals, but your mom is still with that.
Yeah, 100%.
Does that make sense? Yeah. Like some of it, she's like, I'm not that she was necessarily like born historically Amish, but she's like, she did like a lot of that community.
Yeah.
And she probably still does.
Yeah. She would, if she went back today, my mom would thrive there. But
gosh,
but
I don't know how you do that.
She's also that kind of person that like, she loves to do something new and completely transform
just,
into
and
that.
Just go all the way
yeah,
into
and
it.
And like, even back with the church, with taking different things from different churches, like when my parents split up and my mom got full custody, she took all of us kids and brought us down to Florida.
Yeah.
And then we were so, so poor. My mom would go to different churches that would take us in, like charity cases.
Yeah. Yeah,
like that would give us food from the food pantry, that we'd get, you know, everything. So we went through so many different churches. I remember Mass for 2 hours.
Okay, you did.
In Mass.
Yeah.
Like
So y'all were just like
everywhere. Like Episcopalian. We even went to the Jehovah's Witnesses for a little bit. Had some of the missionaries come out on the property, help us do stuff around the houses. Like, and, but I will tell you one thing. I am a very hard worker. And I will get down.
Jemima, we know that.
Dirty. Yeah. No, but also it's like.
Hey, because you're on TikTok Live. We see the whole thing.
Let's go.
We see your whole shift.
Just derailing.
Just kidding. Keep going.
I know you'd be watching. You don't have much to do else. So, but anyways, I feel like as a young kid, we were working to maintain the farm. So that's why you have so many children. So we've never gone a day where we could sit down and not do anything. We had to be out working, transplanting, watering the plants, milking the cows, feeding everything. Like, so I've never not worked my whole life. So whenever I think COVID was the first time I didn't have a job. And I remember losing my mind, not knowing that, like,
What are we doing?
What am I doing? Why can't I? But I feel like that was it, kind of inbred in us as kids that really, really benefited me as an adult.
Yeah. So you say that. The same with me. I go, man, my parents, there was a lot of discipline in the house. And we just wouldn't like, I remember I went to a comedy club for the first time because I wanted to try comedy. Like, I wanted to try stand-up comedy. And I saw the guy speaking in front of all these people, and he was swearing. And I was like, that is like so disrespectful. Because that's, I don't think that now, but I go, that's how I was born. That you would, this is another adult that you don't know. And you don't like, I would say in my private life, or I would use swear words, but I go, I was like looking around to like, see if he was going to get in trouble. Cause I know.
Like, so where's the curse police?
I go, what?
Someone got to go out there.
Is he like in trouble for this? But that's how I was raised.
Because that's the only life you know.
That's the only life I knew.
If you cuss, you are going to get
hit. Yeah.
Grab a switch. You're going to go pick your own switch off that tree.
Yeah.
And I'm going to whip you with
it. Hit
you
know? It. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, we were, my mom, one of the most loving people ever growing up.
Yeah.
Very, very stern. Very disciplined. Yeah, like, but that was the only way you could control 11 kids.
You had
is
to. Yeah.
Keep them in line, you know? And, you know, you get your,
you get hit.
Booty ripped
and
up.
So do you like a lot of the stuff you're like, man, we were the attention or maybe emotional support that you needed as a kid that you didn't get. Or I shouldn't speak for you myself, but there's like so many other things that you're like, man, thanks for that one. Like I got, like, thanks for teaching me how to like show up on time, how to say please. And like, I'm guessing you're always working.
Yeah.
Because you're like that amount of money that you make.
It drives me to work more.
Yeah, but the way you grew up in like, not, I wouldn't say poverty, but you're like.
Yeah, poverty, below poverty.
When I first started comedy, they were like, when I make like a $2,500, I was like, and then I was like stressed to the max and I was very unhealthy. They're like, you have to take a weekend off. I go, to do what?
Yeah.
To sit at home and play video game? Like, I don't know this amount of money. So I have to go, like, I've grown up in so much lack
I mean, and like the lack is definitely there. We were so poor at times that like we were having to carry our dishes down to the well, wash our dishes in the well. We were having to literally bathe in the river in our backyard. But I was so young that it was it was more of a, oh my God, we get to bathe in the river today. Like, it was more of a fun thing. But now, realizing that we didn't have electricity, our power and our water was turned off when we had it at the time, but we were just so poor, we couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
That we were kind of living so poverty. And then, you know, I was probably one of the first people in my family that like started making fast cash.
Okay,
like, I could work one night.
Jemima's on top,
and
baby.
Also, you know, that being your kids, like, maybe my parents didn't give me much emotional support stuff I needed, I got 10 unbelievably amazing siblings.
I know some of them. I know.
Yeah. And they're my biggest blessing. I'm so close with them. So like whenever I kind of started making money, I was like, not if I wasn't giving it to my family, but I'm also like, hey, look how much money I'm making. Come up here and work. So I got five of my siblings to work on Broadway with me.
Yeah, let's go.
And
yeah,
like they were making money, changed my brother's life completely around because he was clamming in Florida at the time. So he was being a clam farmer.
Okay, you can't just throw out these terms. Like, because you always say that, and me and Alex look at each other. Like, when you said midwifery, we just go, should we stop that or should we just go
with
that?
I've been waiting to get it in a conversation as much as I can.
So we go, and I go, I think we looked at each other. We go,
mental note.
She's like, in deep in the store, so don't like forget joke about here, yeah. But like, huh?
We'll circle back on that.
Anyway, so my brother was down there clamming, and he was, all right, hold on. What? How did he start doing that?
A whole nother part of my life before I moved to Florida is we lived in Cedar Key, Florida, which is an island off the Gulf Coast, probably like 3 hours underneath Tampa. And my mom had remarried at this time. I was about 12. Okay. 13, remarried a clam farmer. So he grew clams, crabs, and oysters.
Where do you meet one of those?
Yeah, I don't know. Where do we meet half of the people?
Yeah. Like, sure. Yeah.
My mom and
Whiskey Row.
Yeah, there you go. Whiskey Row.
I was going to do an online dating for clam. I don't know what it would be called. But, yeah.
That's
only clams.
Get you a water woman.
That was right there.
It was right there. Yeah.
Like, that's amazing.
Clam farmers only, but that's not, they'd already exist.
I mean, you can get some crabs in there too.
Yeah. Hey.
We did do, it was cooked seafood, clams, crabs, and oysters. That's nice. What we did. So,
all right.
So, okay. So my brother, they, you know, and
did everybody come? All of those kids come?
So, they're, my older one, my older siblings, they kind of like,
they were on
the
their
house.
Own.
Yeah, and like sure, 16 was our 18.
Yeah.
So about 16 is when we kind of started leaving the house and going and living on our own and getting out. And so at that age, I was growing up on the island and we were like, I'd have to wake up at 4 a.m. with my stepdad and go out on the boat and get in the water and move the oysters around. Yeah, like we'd have sharks coming up and like kind of hitting, like tiger sharks kind of testing our size because you're in kind of shorter length. You had to drag your feet or else you'd don't want to get hit by a stingray, like very much.
Yep.
And the water is very murky from all of that stuff. But it's a lot of work, a lot of hours for, you know, good money, but a lot of labor.
Yeah.
And I was making in a night what my brother was making in 2 weeks. And I was like, get your butt
up here
to Nashville.
Yeah.
He came up here, brought his wife and his two kids, completely paid off all of his debt.
It's like the American dream.
And
being
a Broadway. But then I don't know why the service industry and the bartender industry have like kind of like a stigma around being like, which I still feel like, and I'm like, well, I'm not really an adult. I'm still a bartender. I don't have like a normal job.
So if you're out there like on the clam or like a farming, that's like you're saying bartending has like some kind of like.
Yeah, it's not as well respected in a way. You're technically not really working hard. You're serving alcohol and getting people drunk.
We've been to Whiskey Row 1,000 times. Jemima is working very hard. There's no one working harder.
I've never been there when you're not there.
How many people deep in there is in that bar? Six deep to try to get a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm just moving. But the more I move, the more money I'm making. And that's what really motivates me. And it's just been great to know that we did start from such poverty and we were all able to kind of help lift all of my siblings up. Like every one of my siblings are doing great. Like the fact that
and everyone knew how to work, right?
Everybody knew how to work. Okay. Because we never had a choice not to.
Yeah, you never had a choice.
When my mom had two greenhouses for about 3 years.
Sure, up in the greenhouse state. When your mom had the two greenhouses after the clamming.
So, right.
I mean,
after the Amish,
house,
but before the Africa, the clam. Yeah,
you know
how many plants I have, though. I'm a plant mom. I have so many plants. We grew plants. That was how we made our living for a while, was greenhouse, wave petunias, mums, and like everything we could do. And we were out there in the morning watering the plants, transplanting the plants into bigger pots, having to trim them down, having to sell them to people that were coming by. Like we were having to work to make sure we ate that night, you know, because if we were able to sell two hanging baskets, that was $50. That was enough for us to go and grab some cans from the Dollar General and have a good dinner that night instead of having to catch some fish in the river, you know?
Oh, my.
But okay, you're making me stop feeling like I'm going.
No, I like that. Awesome. I just like that this, like,
I didn't know
this lifestyle exists in this country.
But
think
not like
so
in the
sick.
1600s. It's like
Yes.
Yeah.
We're speaking to one right here who lived it.
This week's episode brought to you by Manscaped. That's not the voice. They don't have that as a part of it.
I like it though. It was a good try. Manscaped. Now we know.
Yeah. It's like one of the, what is that thing in the woods? Not not the barefooted monster. What's his name?
Bigfoot?
No, not Bigfoot. There's another one.
The barefooted monster? Nah.
Did I talk about Sasquatch?
Sasquatch, thank you. Dude. Yeah, who's that? Yeah. I was thinking Bigfoot.
A barefooted monster.
Yeah. So, yeah. He's like the same genre. Yeah. This would be like the Sasquatch, Slim Jim's, same energy. Okay. Manscaped.
Yeah, okay.
Manscaped sure. has been a sponsor of ours for a long time. Mm-hmm. We love them. It's come off all the success of there's so many people that have bought the Manscaped products. I have it all. You have it all.
I do. And I've seen a lot of comments recently after the holidays since yep. people have gotten their Skated their packs. Up. A lot of the women saying they stole it after they gifted it from their man to their what? Man too. Yeah, they were like, I kind of saw what was going on and I wanted to try it for myself.
You can see that. You man need razors help. Are always better than women razors.
It's yeah, we have the whole, because everybody has two. I have two now, the one for my face and then the one for my body because mm-hmm. nobody would have two. That's why the Manscaped is this. Just and I said, I think I might have copyrighted this. Not copyright. I think I came up with it. Mm-hmm. Kleenex, Uber. Give me a Kleenex. Give me an Uber. You could get a Lyft, but where's the Uber? Mm-hmm. You're like, I need to Manscape with what? Manscaped. This is the brand. This is the number one. I saw commercials on TV the other day for them. Manscaped is the one I have. You have it. We'll get you one. You want one?
Yeah, I do actually.
We'll send one over your way.
Yeah,
get 20% off and free shipping with the code NETPOSITIVE, manscaped.com. Get your, what is it called? Male grooming?
Yeah, male grooming.
Groom your body. Everything but your face. That should be their tagline also.
Everything but the face.
Everything but the face.
The rest.
I said because I went. I got a me and my girlfriend got a pedicure the other day, and I've shaved the top of my feet right here.
How considerate.
Wait, but
did you shave your toe?
Yes, but they said they don't, and people in the comments have said their husbands or boyfriends do not. And I was like, wait, am I the weird guy?
I think this summer I might give it a shot.
Yeah, try it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's winter.
I might walk around the pool, you don't give it a test, see what happens. See if I get the right looks.
But you know, have you seen the guys like with the shaved legs?
Shaved legs?
They actually shave, they trim them.
Okay.
Or like trimmed arm. Have you seen a guy?
A lot of swimmers do that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we're like, oh, dude, you swam in high school. You're 36 now.
I'm you're not swimming anymore.
You're not trying to cut off milliseconds. Yeah, we're all right here.
It's for like aerodynamics. Is it though? 20% off and free shipping with the code netpositivemanscaped.com. The only thought that came to my mind when you're like, how do you feel when like girls that work at Whiskey Row call out? For like things you're like, is it driving you nuts?
Oh yeah, we had a girl call out because she lost her voice.
That drives you nuts.
I knew it. It's crazy
because of how you grew up and your family grew up the same with me.
Yeah.
I go, I think we're talking about something about a show.
Yeah.
About and I go, I never missed one. She goes, what do you mean? I go, why would I miss one?
Yeah.
Like I never have missed one.
Yeah.
I think one time in Iowa. The plane, it was snowed, but they canceled it.
Yeah.
I've never.
You would have been there if you could have been.
Yes, yeah. Dude. I go.
That wasn't on you, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think one time I sprained my ankle right before the Iowa State Fair, which is like, there's like 5,000 people there. Sprained my ankle, couldn't walk. I took a wheelchair through the airport. Like one of those, you know, you have to call for like, I was like, I need a wheelchair. And I couldn't walk. And I think my voice was, and I go, but I mean, I'm doing the show. Obviously.
It wasn't even a question.
No, it wasn't a question. Yeah. That's like somebody calls in for like, you go, what? And we don't, I feel like I edge on being like the old, like kids these days guy.
No, it's not. It is that though. People don't know how to work.
Yeah.
And I also have a little bit of an unpopular opinion with the anxiety thing. Why is like that pillow giving everybody anxiety nowadays? Like, why is anxiety excuse to be productive? Like, I don't know. So people are like, it's just so easy to be lazy and to kind of take the easy route of not having to work. Like, I remember last time I did not work was I was so sick, but I didn't have anybody to cover my shift.
Yeah.
And I was driving to work, I had to pull over and I threw up and I called my manager to meet me out back. And I was like, I am here. I will work, but look at me. And I was sweating. He could tell that I went and got tested.
Cause you don't want to be the, oh, He was going to look at me. Yeah, yeah. And you need to look at me.
I was going to go home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was going to make me go.
Because I'm not calling in.
I'm not calling out. Yeah, and I will be here if I'm scheduled. And like, I'll also work. It won't be. I'll probably get people sick. So that's not. I don't want to be responsible for that. But I will work. I will show up for my job, and I will. You know, do that. And I just think that people don't do that anymore. People want to call off when they lose their voice, or people want to call off and they, I have to,
well,
you know.
Yeah, I broke a nail.
Crazy. I broke a nail.
Well, I think I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about anxiety, how anxiety is very prevalent.
Yeah.
And they said anxiety is basically looking at something and knowing that you don't have the skills or coping mechanisms to overcome them. So like, if you look at, if I look at my fridge being empty, that gives me zero anxiety because I can Uber Eats. I can call someone. I have money. I can go. It doesn't give me. But if you,
you
have
can solve
nothing
that problem.
Easily, so that gives me no anxiety. So like,
Tim,
you
I'm a
don't
great problem solver.
You don't relate to because look at the problems that this woman has had to overcome.
Right.
So if you go, hey, I'm trying to think like our house is getting like we can't renew the rent. You go. Yeah, I used to bathe in the river. Yeah. This is not good.
Yeah.
This is not, but I will be fine.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't give, it presents a problem, but it doesn't give you like, this is life and death.
Yeah.
You're like,
it could be way worse.
I don't know where dinner was going to come from for times in my life. This is not ideal.
Yeah.
But when you never
overcome it.
Yeah. When you never, when somebody says, hey, you have to work a 12 hour shift and you go, well, I've never even worked a six.
Yeah.
This seems, like
possible.
Yes. And that's what anxiety is. You don't have the skills.
Problem solving skills.
Yeah. You don't have the skills to, if you go like the first time you ever get broken up with, you're like, this is the end of the world. But it happens a couple of times. You go,
all right, I got this now.
Yeah. Yeah. Not I got this. And it's like, obviously not a deal, but there's like bad things
can happen.
And I was in rehab, but it was in the dark at the low. And I go, hey, we're going to get out of here in like 20 days. But like, more bad stuff is coming, right? Like death of friends, family members, loss of jobs, sickness.
Yeah.
Like those things are coming for all of us. Everybody that listens to this, those like, and I go, from what I went through, I go, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't wish it, but
it could be way worse.
I'm fine. Yeah.
I think that's maybe, and I think that's why I've tried to think, I'm like, okay, anxiety, everyone has anxiety now, and I don't get anxiety.
Yeah,
so I neither. Think it's, but I get scared of certain things I don't know how to approach, but I know that I can, I'm a very big problem solver though. Like I'm not going to really ask for someone to fix it. I'm going to fix it. And I'm going to also like I'm well, redneck stuff. Like if stuff is like I'll put certain things together just so it works for 2 hours when I need it. And then eventually go find something that was going to fix it forever. You know, like
the bookshelf on your, in your yard.
Yeah. There you go. like, lowering your property value. I get
what
that.
Was it?
It was a shoe shelf I had, but I had to,
like, I go, hey, Jemima, you got to get this out of the
yard.
Get
it out. I was,
wait, what?
I was like the HOA acting president. I was like, hey, we got to clean up the neighborhood.
And I did though. I was like, and I even put a garden in my front of my yard and they helped his property value go up.
Yeah, wow.
So you're welcome.
Yeah,
but I had to bash that shelf down into little pieces so I could throw it in the.
And did I help with that? No, I did not.
I didn't.
I was
just pointed out the problem.
I was
that needs to be gone by tomorrow. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, let's talk about the current, which Jemima, we haven't discussed this. Jemima, and I'm not jealous of this. I'm just going to say this.
Okay.
I am a comedian. My greatest dream would be to be on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
I've never been asked.
Mm-hmm.
There's one person in this room that has been on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And that is Jemima June.
Yep.
Let's go.
And listen, I celebrate you. I'm not jealous.
I'm not a little
jealous. No.
I celebrate you.
Listen, we support you. All right. Well, can you walk us through this really quick for listeners who don't know?
Yeah.
So you where did this skill come from? Can you explain it for people that aren't going to see it?
Yeah. So I started bartending at 19. I said I was 21.
Yeah.
They eventually just stopped asking for my stuff because you get tip cash.
Yeah.
You don't get paychecks.
Yeah.
So, so I did it for like 2 years under the radar until I turned 21.
Yeah,
but I had my ABC license because you can get it at 18 in Tennessee.
All right.
So I was seeing the other girl and I'm going to wing it and fake it till I make it.
Yeah.
But I also will ask questions and I will learn and I love criticism. I am.
Gosh, I'm sure your boss loves
somebody.
You.
But I like, tell me, how I could do something different, yeah, and I'm going to try it. And if it helps me, I'm going to run with that.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't help me, I'm going to be like, how about you try this? You know, you and then, you know, I'll try something different.
Yeah. Okay.
So I was seeing the girls opening the beer bottles, holding them like that. And it was just a quicker way to top it off. And I was like, okay. So then I started doing it and it was making it faster. But then I kind of started getting competitive with
it, you know?
I was like, okay, she's kind of fast, but I bet I could do it faster.
Fast, yeah.
And then it just came to
me. You hold
like,
six across your chest for if you're listening.
I can hold five on my chest and then I can pop a sixth one off my neck.
All right. And so you pop five in like a,
I could pop five in like less than 2 seconds.
Yeah. You go,
done.
Yeah.
Got it. And like the fastest I've ever done it was 0.7 seconds.
0.75. Pop five beers in 0.7 seconds.
Yeah. So like under a second.
Yeah.
And it was like, great. And I couldn't even like use that clip because it was less than a second.
You couldn't use it. Yeah. You're like, what's that?
Did it faster. Can't post it.
Whatever. Sorry. So fast.
And then how did it get to the Tonight Show?
So it was, I posted it on TikTok and this was like
famous last words. I posted it on TikTok and went to sleep and I woke up.
And it was crazy. And it, but
the first one?
Yeah. The first, well, I did one TikTok like with my sisters in Florida that was just jumping in a different things of water that got 10 million views.
Gosh.
Stupid was it, ever. And
it
I was like,
it wasn't clam farming.
Nothing.
It wasn't
just jumping into a pool. Okay, I jumped into a canal and then my sister jumped to the ocean.
Okay, yeah,
it was so stupid, but it was like the very early TikTok. Yeah. We're still trying to navigate
TikTok was the Wild West. In 2019, 18, 19.
So then I got like maybe 10,000 followers off of that first little video. Yeah, yeah. And then of course, you know, I have a huge head at that point. I'm practically famous.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well now I'm going to like, you know, do something else. So I posted a couple other ones, nothing. And then I posted the bottle pop. But I know people's reactions when I work like that. That's not even
Let's go. Oh, you missed one? Oh, this is the highlight reel.
That was the very first one that went viral. And I didn't, that wasn't even fast.
They're quick, man.
Gosh, that is sick.
It's quick.
Yeah, but I'll tell you one thing. I was smart about my first video because I noticed that people love to correct you. You know, they want you to feel that.
This is how,
I had a couple videos that I got them all off, but I knew that the comments were going to boost up my
rating.
So I only posted the ones that I missed the middle one on and I had to go back and get.
Yeah.
And that's what blew it up is because
everybody.
Yeah. And I was like, because they're going to correct me.
Yes.
And people were like, you missed the middle one. You missed the middle one. Yeah. And then that kind of blew that one up. And then when I started doing the ones where it was just wild because people, they want to make you,
Yeah.
You know, this video might have went crazy, but you did this.
Missed the middle, and then they're mad.
But thank you for that comment because now I'm posted up on all your friends' pages because
here we go.
You helped me. And so it was cool and kind of jumped on that. And then you know how pages will reach out to you to post on their stuff.
Yeah.
And
like, once you hit a viral one, everybody's like,
And they'll be like, oh, we had something on the Tonight Show on Good Morning America. Yeah, we've gotten these clips out here. And then so when I got reached out for the Jimmy Fallon, I kind of was like, is this some like a page that's wanting to post my video that one time because they posted a video, it got on a show.
Yeah.
And she was like, the Tonight Show. And I was like, so I went to her page. And she was a producer on The Tonight Show. And I was like, oh my God. Like she had pictures. I was like, oh, this is
might be real.
Legit. This is the Jimmy Fallon show. And they were doing a segment called Show Me Something Cool. And they asked me to be on it. And I was the first, there was three of us that did it. And it was via Zoom.
Yeah. Was it during COVID? It was.
No, it wasn't during COVID. This was in December of last year.
Okay, yeah.
Or the year before last year.
Yeah.
So it was like, and it was just really cool because I felt like in a way I kind of like peaked. Like I was like, okay, well, this is great. And then after that kind of happened, it kept going for me. And you know,
you're like, one day maybe like net positive will call.
Yeah.
And like, I'm here. Now I've peaked. Now it's downhill.
Sorry, keep going.
It's downhill honestly. So it was cool, but I really did think it was going to be like a 15 minutes thing. And it's like, I'm going on to like 2 years with this now. And it's really cool. And I've kind of been able to branch away from just the bottle opening and also kind of show my work ethic as well. Yeah. Like, in my lives and kind of showing
and funny.
That,
it's funny.
Yeah. And yeah. I do post some interactions with customers. I don't put them on blast. Like you don't see their face.
Yeah. What about the one, did you see the one, Alex, about the, was there something about a guy?
The wallet?
Oh, no, the guy asked for your Snapchat.
My Snapchat, yeah.
What was that one?
I told him I wasn't in high
school. All
right,
so you record. Yeah, you're. Sorry, I snapped on that.
Very nice.
You follow Jemima's TikTok. It's Jemima June, right?
Jemima June, yeah.
Yeah, it's like there's hilarious bar content, but it's funny.
Yeah.
And one time you record, you go live a bunch, right?
So if I do my lives, I can just save that video and then I can cut those clips.
So
so
the guy comes and he goes, "What's your Snapchat?"
And I say, "I don't have Snapchat. I'm not in high school anymore."
Slam, dude.
It shut him down.
Tough, dude. But we do the same thing. Cause I posted,
would you want me to close your tab?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, yeah. Well, the same in mine, because we make a lot of jokes at the show, and I would never want, like, you didn't show that guy's face.
No, not at all.
You know? And it was like, it seems like everybody likes content, of course. And there's things in my shows, and we've even been in here and that we're going to clip something up. I go, it doesn't portray, like, in the context of this whole conversation, but I don't like, with guests that have been on here, be like, yeah, it's a great clip, but it seems like we're kind of being like gotcha a little bit.
Yeah.
And if that guy would have been like legitimately, I mean, he's not, but if he was like, "I'm sad," that would have bummed you out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause we're not trying to do that.
It's funny though. Cause I cut it, you know, where I'm like, I'm not in high school anymore. And then he looked at me and then I was like, I shut him down. But you know, being a bartender, I get hit on all the time.
Yeah. Okay, third
so
flex.
You have to. Okay,
I get on it literally. All
I got
the
five.
Time.
Yeah, so no, we're I'm down just to go, three yeah, now. Two more to go. And so like I have to have kind of a way where it's a little bit funny, but like a little bit more stern.
But also like don't
come on, dude. I'm not giving you my number. I'm working. Like, and there's nothing. You could be a 10 out of 10, my type to a T. If you ask me for my number when I'm working. That is my biggest turnoff. I'm not, and I don't like, it's just, you don't really respect me at that point.
Yeah, you're like trying to be, you're like, dude, look around. What,
do you think I have time to even talk to you right now? Yeah. So, I mean,
but so don't ask for her, just write it on the receipt.
With a $100 tip.
Okay, exactly. Yeah.
There you go. And then, you know, I'll think about texting.
Yeah. God.
I love seeing people come up and like want to video you doing it.
Oh yeah.
Doing they come to
Nashville. Yes. We got to go see Jemima June.
It's really cool though. I've been really awesome. Blessed with that because I think that people see me as more of an equal with them instead of a influencer.
Yeah.
Because I am working. I am kind of like, they know where to come and find me. And I have those interactions with them. I'm like talking to them, laughing. And when I go back through my videos to see what parts I want to clip, the amount of people that secretly record me that don't even talk to me.
Oh,
wild.
Yeah, really? And you know
and
when
I
they're recording.
Yeah, like, but I can see it.
Like, what's up? Yeah. This is the girl. This is the girl from the internet. Yeah.
And like I see people have my TikTok and they'll show people the bar. That's
this
me.
This is that girl.
That's that girl.
Gosh,
and
dude.
It's kind of blown up. But I think people now know where to find me at Whiskey Row. So like. People go there. Rooftop.
Yeah.
Let's go. And it's cool. I mean, it's been crazy. I probably get recognized like 1 out of 5 people.
If you come to Nashville on any kind of, if people listening from all over the country, you come to Nashville, Bachelorette weekend, whatever, go to Whiskey Row.
Let's go.
And go to the third floor and go, we're looking for Jemima. And usually the weekends, you don't mess away like a Monday, Tuesday.
I only work Thursday night.
Don't be disrespectful. I'm not working on a Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, no. Daytime, yeah. I only work Thursday night through Sunday night.
I was thinking about this girl, like she came up on Instagram as like a 9 to 5, like hacks or something like that. And she's funny. She got popular at it, but like, now she doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
She doesn't work anymore because her TikTok is like, but you have to, her like angle
her
is like
that.
She like can't leave it behind.
Well, we know she doesn't,
right?
Because you wouldn't say these things about your boss. Your boss knows you're on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like,
it
used to be like kind of a secret, but now you have a million plus followers. You don't work there anymore. But the ruse of like
that you do
kind of has to still keep going
because you don't have any other niche in a way.
Yeah, but yours like you're like this isn't like content is like secondary here, but this is my job.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. And I've even people will be like, ask me, they'll be like, oh, well, you know, do you get like paid by TikTok and stuff? And I'm like, you have to, being an influencer is a lot. And you know, you get money in there and stuff, but it's a full-time job.
Yeah.
I don't got time for it. I don't have time to constantly, like if I'll remember certain times, like I'll be like, oh, that interaction was funny and the camera's right there. Yeah. I'm going to be using that later.
Oh yeah.
But there's a lot of nights.
Mental note.
Yeah, mental note.
When I wake up tomorrow at 3 p.m., I'm going to
lobe for me. I'm not going out knowing that's paying my bills.
You're looking around to see it's six people deep in there.
Yeah, that's paying my bills.
Yeah, and Alex have been up there. We've all been up there a bunch of times.
Yeah.
For sure.
You'd be chugging those Red Bulls.
Let's go. Sugar-free. I used to. Well, how did we get?
Memory lane.
I'm still
right
there. In the summer.
Oh, evenings, dude, it's the best.
Nothing better than
that. We talked about that earlier. Like Saturday afternoons up there. I love.
And the music's great. The vibe.
It's a nice vibe.
You got the best view of the city. Okay. It's hot. Whiskey Row.
Let's talk about the tipping.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Yeah, let's go there.
Because I was like, well, we had Jemima in here to talk about the Amish community in the background and all that, last week we talked about tipping,
mm-hmm.
and it just went nuts.
Yeah,
on my socials, on the pod socials, and everybody in this, I feel like in this country is like, what is going on with the tipping?
Yep.
Yeah,
and no one feels like they can say anything because I feel like people are,
it's so normalized
underprivileged or working minimum wage, and we all are customers there, so we can't. And there's so much response about the tipping and when to tip and when not to tip. But I go, oh, we should talk about Jemima about that too, because you work solely for tips.
Yeah. I get paid $213 an hour and it all goes to taxes. Every single check I get is $0.
That's not $213 an hour.
It's $2.
$2.13. Okay. And what's that? That's what?
That's just like you have to have like a minimum little base. But it's
if there's the people that sweep the floors in there, they're not getting $215.
No, they're getting paid hourly.
Okay, so these are tip-based
jobs? Only the servers and the bartenders and the barbacks. We only work for tips.
Servers, bartenders, barbacks.
Yeah, and then we tip out the food runners too that run the food, and we tip out. But the barback is getting our tip out. So
And tip out means
20% of whatever I make.
Yeah. So you're up there. If you're up there at the top, you're by yourself.
Yeah.
You're getting all that.
So we pull tip in the whole building.
Okay, you do.
Yeah.
All right. So and does everybody do that?
Not on Broadway. Whiskey Row is the first place I ever worked that whatever I wasn't behind that one bar that I got to keep. Like if a guy tipped me $500, I got to keep that $500 if I was working alone.
Yeah.
But now if I'm like on the rooftop, we pull in the whole building, which at first I wasn't completely on board about do bring in a lot of sales and I bring in a lot of money.
Well, are we going to classify that as a flex? I don't think that's right on the edge.
Facts.
That's right on the edge. I'm going to let it go.
I like
to
let it go.
With that. Cool. Yeah, I got two other ones that I really want to use.
Yeah, that we don't use. Yeah.
She's rationing them out over the 2 hours.
She's like, obviously I make like a lot of money. Like, that was on the edge, but it was necessary for the story.
Yes.
It
makes it less political. Like, it's not favoritism. You're not getting the better shit. Like if I just kept the money I made on the rooftop, the rooftop is the busiest floor.
We'd be on your podcast.
You would be on my podcast.
Mansion
in my podcast. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Like
we work for you.
But it'd be her bar.
Yeah, but the first floor and the second floor wouldn't be making near as much money. So they would be mad that they're not working on the rooftop. Yeah, Why am I working up there every weekend?
Yeah.
So it really makes it less political.
You
are all sharing and you're pulling. And I think it also helps with people not stealing as well, because it's easy to have a $20 bill that's supposed to be $17 for the beers, and it's easy to throw that in the tip bucket if you think no one's looking. But if you get – you're getting maybe a dollar out of that, and are you going to risk your job for a dollar that you're going to put in there?
Yeah.
So I think it makes people more honest, because I've worked in a lot of places where I've seen girls steal.
Yeah.
Where people are like not honest, or – you know, they're doing some.
You've just seen, they, yeah.
The shady stuff behind the curtains to get shifts,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
It's like.
Wait, what to get shifts? What shady things you do to get shifts?
I don't know, like data manager, you know.
Truth comes out. And, I didn't know women did that.
And to get ship bar shifts?
Broadway girls.
Come on. I've worked with some bartenders that aren't good that got shifts that I knew they had some.
Well
done. How to clean that up.
Okay, yeah, nice. That. Yeah, I got that. Yeah. Well,
just for the video episode.
Yeah, because I used to work as a valet.
Yeah.
And I've done, that was the main tip job I had. It was nothing per hour.
Yeah.
You just tips. So you would get, if somebody gives you a 20, and you, so at the end of like the whole, you have a stack of cash and you have a bunch of ones, bunch of fives, bunch of 20s, bunch of, and you go to keep, I'll just say I would keep like 50 and then share the rest, and then that percentage would come out, and then but you're saying
that's
obviously
that's the problem,
but
yes
because you know, and when you kind
of have it in your hand, it's not like you have to go like office space it from the register, it's in your hand,
it's easier to you know. And the amount of people that, you know, now, especially me having a following, that will slip money in my hands.
To you.
And they want me to hold it.
Yeah.
I'll be there like, you keep this. So I'll normally like put it over by my computer and then I'll go over and I'll tell Sam, I'm like, hey, I'm just letting you know, like I have 100 over there. Like I'm going to just wait till he walks away and I'll put it in the tip.
Okay, because
know, in the long run.
What a good person.
But it's $100. I'm going to make way more than that tonight. And I'm going to have a job next weekend.
Is that one of the five?
That's facts.
Yeah, I agree, but it would be not worth it.
It wouldn't be, because then what if I wasn't able to make that money next weekend because I got caught for $100?
Yeah.
It's like, and I also feel like if you get caught stealing, that's not your first time stealing. It's your first time getting caught.
For sure.
So, dang, Jemima.
Bars.
All right, okay. So in the tipping culture, not anywhere else, not where you are the customer, where you are working, does like $20 is not what it used to be. Yeah. I feel like you tips. I go. Where are we? And I go, hey, get. We were at Aldean's on Saturday, and I told Lydia, I go, she was getting a vodka soda, and I drink Red Bull, and I go, and here I give her 20,
yeah,
and she goes, you want me to just give the whole thing? I go, yeah. Like, I don't even know if that'll cover it.
No, I mean, if she got Cheetos, it'd be 13. Your Red Bull's probably going to be 5. And so that's
$18. Shoot, right, that's maybe not even good.
Yeah.
But it used to be like I remember when people would tip me like $1. I go, dude, and I was in college. I go, this is not how it used to be.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't, you can't do.
Yeah.
But if people give you, to get exceptional service, like I know for like, you just got to buy like a table or like a bottle to get like, to get preferential treatment. What are you going to have to tip? To get attention, 100.
So if first off, if a person comes up and the people, if he hands me a 20 and he goes, that's for you, I'm going to tip more at the end, but just know that this is going to go, it's more of like, okay, cool. Thanks.
It's not like a,
I know, you know, that to tip. But my whole thing is,
I got it.
I'm going to be working, making drinks no matter what. And I make people a priority, but at the same time,
You're
not skipping the line for a $20 tip.
Yeah. And all right. That's what I wanted to know. It's good.
Well, and I expect like $1 a drink, if I'm being honest. I don't want to, if I make you 3 drinks and it's $32 and you tip me $3, I'm okay with that. I don't think that I'm pouring vodka and soda in that. Yeah. So that's how I kind of justify it. Yeah. But if servers, I feel like, and I'm done with you.
Yeah,
Get out of my face.
You're gone.
You're done.
Keep it moving.
Then you see servers that are going back to the same people. They have 3 tables that they're rotating for a whole hour.
Yeah.
And then they make $3 that they've gone back and checked on that person 30 times, brought them food, brought them drinks.
Yeah.
That's where I feel the disconnect.
Yeah.
When I'm, What do you want? I'm not even interacting with you.
And you're not trying to be nice to them. No. You're just like, hey, trying to get drinks. And it would be more of a problem if they cause problems than the $20.
Exactly.
Like, just
Because now they're entitled.
If your card declines or you're doing the thing, oh, this is a diet, and you do that whole thing.
Well, and normally it's the people that are giving you money right away that try to get the attention that are the worst, because it's now they're all of a sudden, hey, I want this. And it's like, dude, I have 50 different things in my head right now. Yeah. You yelling at me is making me forget a thing I needed to do. Yeah, and now I have to tell you to shut up. So you're taking up two more seconds of my life.
Yeah.
And you've seen Broadway. Yeah, every second counts. Like
you probably don't even have time to start thinking about all this stuff as you're going. Like you're just drink.
It's wild. Yeah. I feel like I don't even pee because I sweat everything out. Like that's why I don't even leave the bar. Yeah. I don't
Is
even
that
leave
a flex?
The bar.
Is it?
No, that's disgusting.
That's a minus. She has three more now.
I got three. Boom. See, I'm gonna
stop. Back on the board.
Let's go.
Okay, because I don't think customers like know all these things. Like you're talking about, so we're supposed to know, like she gets paid $213 an hour. Yep. So like she relies on tips versus somebody else that is getting versus
like you go to Urban Juice.
Is this being shared?
Yeah.
Right.
Is this going directly to that person? Or are they, cause that would affect how everybody tips. Like if I appreciate your service and you're a friend of mine and I love you from TikTok, and if it's $100, but it goes into the whole pot, I might just say like on your receipt, like thanks, love. I mean, I would never do this, but like thanks, love you, or express
that your gratitude.
The gratitude in a different way, because that money's not going to you.
That also might affect though how you even purchase in the first place. Like if I'm not sharing it, then I'm making sure I'm going to her, and so I'm just gonna wait until she has time for, you know what I mean? Other servers are not getting time.
Yeah.
And she's slammed because she's got to deal with all these people because everybody wants to go to her and get a drink from her.
And so the same thing about the server going to the table three times,
right?
You go, well, look, she only has three tables and she's been an hour and a half on a Sunday afternoon. Like I'm not in charge of these calculations,
right?
Yeah. Like I could be like, oh, because that's the other side. We can get to some of these DMs, because the other side of it is like, you don't understand. I go, well, it's a lot of math and calculation.
There's a lot to understand there.
Yeah. There's so much nuance in it. They're like, oh, this person only gets paid on tips. And if you don't tip like the caddy, like if you don't tip him, he doesn't make anything. And you're like, well, I don't want that. But I thought the money that I paid for the drink was part.
Was going for it.
The
yeah.
more I thought about your 20% plus or nothing.
Yeah.
The more that made sense to me this week.
Yeah.
Because but then it comes down to the scenario. Where are we and how does that work?
Yeah. It's Soho House.
Yeah. Well, I also feel like it's kind of, you know, you see it, you go anywhere and you see an iPad, you know, you're about to tip for something you never would have tipped for before in your life.
But you are you work for tips and you're not supportive of that.
But that's why, because people see that and now they think I'm making hourly and I don't need a tip, because now they're tipping everyone lives
it
hurts us because people are like, okay, well, why am I, I'm tipping a dollar, but obviously this person's probably making $10 an hour working here. But now I'm going to tip a little extra, but they're going to split that with them. But they're still getting their paychecks. Yeah. Yep. If you didn't tip them, their bills are still paid. Now people are going out, well, I don't tip. They're getting paid. Why should I tip? When people.
You ask for tip everywhere.
Everywhere.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like now people aren't able to realize which ones are getting paid hourly which ones
aren't.
That's,
I think, the problem.
And I think that's why it is hurting us a little bit more, because there's even a venue fee at where we have that is like kind of like a transaction, but it's like $2 on there. If you have like an $80 tab, you see a $2 venue fee. People will circle that thinking it's the tip. And it's like
they're selecting that option.
I don't know if I support that.
Well, they'll show I'm tipping you right there. That's why I'm not tipping you.
Which is purely just trying to make themselves feel okay about not tipping. That's all it is.
A lot of times, if it's at a point to where like I'm making, like say it's like an $80 tab, that's like four drinks, maybe two shots and a beer.
Okay.
And I'm kind of making those, and then you don't tip me, and I have time or I see it and we're a little slower, I'll go back and be like, hey, are the drinks okay? Everything good? I was just curious why you didn't tip me. And
I'd be mortified. Yeah. And that's the social pressure that we're scared of.
Yes. Yeah. But I'll say it in a way, just being like, well, you know, we don't make hourly. So I just want to make sure that my job was done correctly.
Fair.
Because I thought that maybe you weren't enjoying your drinks because you didn't tip me. Because
that's what tipping was
back in the day.
It was the original rating
system.
In its best form.
That's what it was.
So that's a way for me to, you know, I'm not being like, why didn't you tip me in a way? I'm asking, hey, is your drinks okay? Is the service good? You're not coming off as rude or kind of a little bit, know? And normally right then they probably already knew they should have tipped.
Yeah,
but they're I'm sorry. I thought you were hourly. Then they'll tip me on that. And then after that, they're either, and I've educated a lot of people on that didn't know that we didn't make hourly. And,
that's really cool.
But it's in a way not in a mean way of being like, why didn't you, like, give me that money. Hey, I'm just letting you know, like, I really got you. I've been kind of making you a priority. And
also, I'm rich. So
rich,
I don't.
So I don't really need it.
I don't really need it, but I'm just sort of for your information.
It's going to make you look like a better person if you do tip me. So I think that that's the only disconnect I see, because I feel like people give everyone your money if you can. But it needs to be a little bit more of, hey, we get paid hourly, but if you want to give us a little extra.
Yeah.
There you
and
go.
That's what we don't know.
And we don't know that. Even caddies, I would assume that caddies got paid hourly, but if they're running around at my foot and hand, going the extra mile, doing stuff for me, I feel like I should reward you because, hey,
for doing that. That's the original sales job. Like if I had a son, if you had a son or a daughter and they were like, I'm going to go work cleaning golf clubs for tips, you go, yeah, do that because you're going to learn. Just like we learned how to work, you're going to learn how to be nice to someone, how to communicate with them, how to be friendly with them, but not too pushy, but also work hard and deliver because you want to earn a tip.
Yeah.
If I had a kid, I would send them to a tip-based job to start.
100%.
It's because it's like the first form of a sales job.
Because you got to work for your money. You can't just stand around and be like there's some places that servers will get paid hourly.
Yeah.
But the owners will keep the tips.
Yeah.
But then you see these people that like their water's empty.
Not working hard
because they
and don't. You don't want that.
Yeah. But you know, Australia, I think it's Australia's, they don't, the bartenders don't work for tips out there.
Okay.
It's all, they get paid hourly. It's like an insult if you tip them.
I think most other countries operate that way.
Yeah. A lot of places do it. Like, and it's like, if you give them extra money, it's almost like, why you think I'm poor? You think I'm broke? Like, why are you giving me extra money? It's like an insult.
But that's what I'm going to feel here now.
Yeah.
It's an insult
if
I tip.
I thought you don't look broke. Here's some spare change, you know, but it's like the, where's I going with that? With the,
Australia.
If I was making hourly, I would have no hustle behind me.
No.
Right.
Yeah. I would not be going. I would not be smiling. I would not be kind of like trying to get my sales together. I'd be like, oh, okay, today I don't really, you know, where
doesn't
would
really
that
matter.
Fire under your butt
That's
be,
what it's
you know?
For. Read that one, Alex.
It says, this is from Instagram. As a server, I can tell you people barely tip anymore. People think $5 is adequate and it's because of this tip for everything BS. Yeah. So it's just
so
tip fatigue. People are just sick of it.
Getting, that's a great way to put it.
But like that girl probably took care of a table for an hour.
Yeah.
And got their food, got their drinks, went back and forth really. And then they might have had a $120 tab, which is a $25 tip.
Yeah.
And they tip her $5.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, okay, well, it sucks because it can go that way, you know? Yeah. And then you're relying on other people in their generosity of knowing about tipping to pay your bills.
And if you run around Broadway or Nashville for a weekend, like you go to the bars, you go to the restaurants, you go to the like gift shop.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'd say like everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Read some of those other ones. You want to read that one?
Yeah. This is an email from a guy named Camden H.
I thought this was good.
On the topic of when to tip / how much, tipping has gone haywire since the COVID pandemic started, and we are now supposed to feel sympathetic for all these workers in their quote, hassles. I work in the service industry and deny tips all the time. No, you're not going to tip me for checking your ID at the Walmart self-checkout. Anyways, my dad and I have decided that if it was someone we would have tipped in 2019, then we tip them. But if it's someone that normally wouldn't have been tipped, then we don't. I hit that other option and then go to $0 so much. And man, it's actually cool to see people say, I appreciate you being a real person about this. All the love, Cam. That's that other option you were talking about last week, where you go other and then zero.
Well, I think COVID, that's an important email because COVID, everybody was like stressed to go to work. Everybody's like, thank you so much
yeah.
for like
here.
Work. Yeah, because we needed all those jobs and with somebody, thank you so much for being at the gas station. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for, you were, I guess you were like, quote, risking your life to like be a server. Like people were like, this is just my job. I don't. And a lot of people have said, I don't get tipped at my job. So like everybody's job, the majority of job, 95% of jobs don't get tips. Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm a ER nurse. Yeah. I don't get tipped. Cool. I'm a.
And it does. It comes down to that hourly
I work
thing.
In construction. Like, I don't get tipped. But yeah, prior to 2019, because I guess if you opened a coffee shop like during COVID and you were like, holy crap, dude, this my coffee shop is open. You're like, thank you so much for like having, this is unbelievable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for, I don't even know if supply chain, I don't know if you had to dig these beans yourself. I don't even know how you got here.
Yeah.
But this $4 cup of coffee is now like, I'll pay you 10 for this. Mm-hmm. And then it just.
So appreciative.
And then it just stayed.
Yeah. I think it's just kind of also like, you know, anytime you go to a coffee or a juice bar or like, it's almost, you just. If it, there's an iPad,
it's
getting turned around. So it's like, you're
they hit that pivot on
there. If there's an iPad, it's getting turned around. And you know it's coming.
And you know,
you know it's on the pivot. Yeah. That's great.
And then they're going to look a little bit.
Yeah. Like they have, they got to check inventory or something.
Exactly.
Like,
let me see if there are those apples back there.
Still? Then you got to go. Because what I didn't see in all of my DMs and comments is someone that is on the other side of the register and defending it.
Yeah.
Not one. People go, I'm in 2023, my resolution is to not get bullied into tipping. And I thought that was a good way to put it. Yeah. It's just like
I do it though. I'm so bad about it.
So do I. If somebody goes, hey, read that one, what's it say?
That's the one you're referring to. It's my New Year's resolution to not get bullied into tipping cashiers. I'm stronger than that.
Okay. I feel that on an emotional level. Because
I'm stronger than that.
Yeah, but I like look at the person. I want them to think that like I'm nice.
Yeah, you want them to think you're nice.
That's how I
and like, I and we're both
public
figures in some kind of way. And there's like the worst nightmare is Jemima June came into my store and didn't tip.
Yeah.
And she makes a living on tips.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That would be a nightmare. That's the social bullying of it, because that celebrities,
man.
Those celebrity receipts have been showing up on the internet for
years.
As long as the internet's been alive. Tiger Woods, here's
people
Tiger
love
Woods
calling people out. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then when you tip, it's $20 and it's the Christmas Eve, and you tip $1,000. You're like, I hope that shows up on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're like,
and it doesn't.
Oh, we're doing no, it doesn't.
Right? Yeah,
we're doing this whole thing. What's that one say?
Oh, this one. I went into
Panera's classic. That's
ordered
the classic.
My own food on the self order kiosk, and it asked me to tip at the end. Like, who am I tipping? Myself?
What? See, that's insane.
The self order kiosk. Who am I tipping? Myself? Well, that's like
it's a discount.
Yeah, but you tip
wild.
Like Uber. Uber like. I think a guy like cut around I was trying to get to the airport and he cut around the line and made like a very aggressive, like a,
gotcha
like,
there.
Yeah. I tipped him $20 in cash.
Love it.
Cause once I feel like once it goes into the computer,
the portal,
I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
And maybe they take a percentage of that. I don't know how that all works,
yeah.
But if somebody does something you do want to, and I, not as a guy that has money, but I do use that to get treatment. That's supposed to be. Yeah. Like, I don't know how else to say that, but yeah.
I get that though. I mean, it's almost in a way of where you're like, hey, I think that's in life though. Like, hey, help me out and I'll help you out.
And everyone's like that, by the way. Yes. Every human.
Yeah,
yes.
I think that's a thing. Like if your job is to bring in that I want a green juice.
Yeah.
And now I have to pay you for doing your job that somebody else is paying you for.
Yeah.
That's where my disconnect is.
Yep.
I'm gonna still do it, but that's where
you'll
my disconnect
still do it
is.
Just because you still put in 10
because I get peer pressure.
I wonder how those places hire, like at a a juice place where it's like you're getting paid a decent hourly wage. I wonder if they're telling their employees, "Hey, I'm gonna pay you a little bit less because tips are now a thing." Like I don't, you know what I mean? From the other side of that, I wonder if that's even.
You can get better employees.
Right.
I worked at Blue Coast Burrito for a little bit when
Flex 4.
I know. Hey, that if you haven't been there, that's great. And we got paid hourly. I think I was getting paid like $8 an hour.
Yeah.
And the tips that were there, we just split as a crew. And it was great because we get like an extra $30 that week in cash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm for that.
It was cool, but it wasn't what we relied on. You know, it wasn't. And I think that was more of, but we were kind of like, it's like Moe's. You were scooping, making stuff. Yeah, and people would like give you a little extra there, but we were still making hourly. Like I was not relying.
Well, Chipotle, you don't tip, right? You don't tip at Chipotle.
I don't think so.
Maybe there is a
they have a kiosk.
I know that not. Yeah, they do. But they the Chipotles that are local, you tip at those.
Yeah.
Like it's not Chipotle or Qdoba. It's like the burrito shop.
Oh, there.
Tip at those.
They'll have like the little cash option sometimes, but they won't have it on the ticket.
Yeah, like
and
a bucket.
And so sometimes I'm like, oh, don't have any cash, you know? So
that's a way out. It's a social way out of it on our side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't have an option there.
Well, and people started asking for like a dollar for like other stuff too.
At the grocery store, they hit that one
for
all
like
the time.
Heart disease or for like diabetes or like Save the Whales or like and there's a million other things.
Those things too, they're already donating a certain amount to the, like say Kroger is donating $100,000 to this heart prevention thing.
Yeah.
You donate a dollar, they're taking a dollar out of their $100,000 and they're putting your dollar in it.
Insider info.
I didn't know that.
So
really?
Like so that whole thing is a whole nother step.
Yeah.
We're just subsidizing their
generosity.
Saving them money.
Dang.
And getting them a tax write-off.
And I guess I want to hear from the people on the other side of the swivel.
Mm-hmm.
Are they like, I mean, it's usually like hourly workers, but you can't go to the, you're like, hey, can you shut this off? It's putting me in an uncomfortable position. Like if I was getting paid $20 an hour and you were like, hey, you can get paid like 19 an hour to not have this awkward interaction 50 times an hour. I'd go, yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah.
But I guess it's profitable because everyone does it.
Yeah.
If you see the TikTok that goes viral that said John Chris tipped zero, just let me listen to the pod the next week and let me explain.
There we go. Report back. Watch the last episode.
We got to get into the news, bro.
Yeah, let's hit some. I want to do a little game.
Okay, let's do
it. Have some, since you are so notable for your ability to open bottles, we pulled some other people opening bottles, and I'd love to have you watch, react, and rate them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm down for this.
I'm so down for this.
All right. And we just lost Wi-Fi.
No internet.
That's fantastic.
Not very good.
Losers
not very
the
good.
Bar?
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Just kidding.
Huh? Losers the Bar? Is there any other, like, popular bartenders? Notable bartenders on Broadway?
In Nashville?
Yeah.
Not that I know of. But only... I know a lot of people.
I mean, I know a lot of them. Yeah, people
will be like, you know how many times people come in here and ask me if I'm you or if I know where I work? Like,
you know,
people don't even know.
Oh, they don't know where you work.
Yeah, people don't even know where I work or they'll see my videos. And I've had girls literally show me my TikTok and be like, do you know where she's working?
She's like, that's me, dude.
I'll be like,
no.
Girl's here.
Okay.
Never heard of her.
For real. No, she got fired.
Yeah, she got fired. Well, yeah, so I guess, But tip Jemima.
Yeah, tip me.
Come in,
every time. Come on.
Tip. Yeah, yeah.
Every time.
Don't be fooling around.
Don't be a John Chris.
Yeah. Well, please. If it's that type of situation, I would always tip.
No.
But we went to the second floor of Whiskey Row the other day.
Yeah.
It was unhinged.
It's
unhinged. All right, here we go.
All right, here we go. We got Wi-Fi back. Guy. We're good to go. All right, here's the first.
What's this guy doing?
Ooh, learn how to do this. It's pretty great.
Thoughts. I didn't
even see it. I didn't Real quick, see it. I'll play it back. He's very confident about it too.
Yeah.
How did he do it?
It's just the opening it that way.
On the top? Oh yeah. All right.
It's cool. It's fast. It's easy though.
So 1 to 10?
3.
Wow, dude. Okay. Tough crit.
Only because I could do I don't know. It's easy.
This is gonna be good.
Trying to do it. Here we go.
There you go.
Here's another guy. The beer.
How is he doing with his foot? Two beers.
Let's see him.
Took him 3 tries.
How did he do it?
You put one beer underneath the bottle and then you kick it and it just pops it off. I give it a 4 because it took him 3 tries.
Wait, but if you had... I feel like everyone... I've seen some of these.
Yeah.
Because people drink... And that's like a party trick.
It's a party trick, right.
But
it's a known party trick.
That one is.
Yeah.
So this is not something Jemima's not seen. You're not impressing Jemima with
that
these.
That one's a bartender.
Yeah.
All right, moving right along.
I saw Noah do that last night, my brother.
Here's a tip to improve your life. Every door actually doubles as a bottle opener. All you have to do is tilt it in, lean it, and snap it off. You're welcome.
Awesome. As soon as I saw the door, I was like, that looks just like a – that's amazing. 10 out of 10 out of 10.
Ooh.
That's a hack.
That's helping. That's helping people.
And I've never seen that. I've never seen that. That's amazing.
What do you have, a bartender? You have a one on you.
I have dog bone bartender.
Do you keep it in your shirt?
I keep it in my pants.
Keep it in your pants. Unless some people keep them in their shirt.
I'll keep it in my shirt or my hip during the summertime because – I'm like barely wearing clothes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We get sweaty.
It's hot up there.
We don't want your sweat on our beer.
Yeah, you're still ordering a beer, though.
Dang. Well, there you go. That's how COVID started.
There you go. That's why it's still going strong, right? No, I mean, that's why people say stuff about like my Bartol being there, but they only say it on the internet. Nobody ever says it to me in real life.
No idea. That's good. That's story of the internet. Story of the internet.
Tip an extra for that.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Why'd she hit the bottle?
She broke it. What'd she do?
She kind of like, it's called sabering, right? Where you can, I mean, she did a poor job of it, but where you can slide a knife down the neck of the bottle and it can pop the top off of it. It looks like she shattered the top.
Oh, yeah. You can't drink that.
Because it's supposed to make the bubbles and the stuff kind of push up and then. That's a great new lip piercing.
Yeah. 0 out of 10.
Unsafe. Would not recommend.
Would not recommend. Sabering.
All right. And then how about this one?
Yeah, this guy's insane.
That's pretty
cool. Wow.
Yeah, I got tagged in this many times on TikTok. Yeah. We actually now follow,
you guys are
follow each other now. Yeah, we're practically like an item.
reality show next quarter.
He lives in Vegas. And
does he?
That's wild. I've never seen anything like that.
Also, ever. Who's ordering 12 beers?
Canned beers.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's a couple buckets. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
How does he open the top one, though?
He's
going to break a nail.
The first one. You talking about the first one?
The one he's holding.
It's also very shaken up at this point, too. Look at how much
it's just flipping it. Yeah. He's shaking this one, dude. Yeah.
True.
That's
the one that you shake on you at the end.
Yeah.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to mess this up.
That's a 10 out of 10. That's a very new technique.
That's a cool community that everybody, like somebody does something cool and you're, I bet somebody, he posted that and he goes, don't, you know who does this better than you? This girl in Nashville, named Jemima June.
Yeah, that, I mean, I got tagged in it like so much. I was like constantly popping up. And then that's how we connected though, because he's like, who's this girl getting all my videos?
Oh, what up? Now you got to try it. Who's the, somebody's got to be like.
Cans are cute though.
Yeah, because there's always been the mixed drink bottle.
Flipping, the flare.
That guy.
Yeah.
Who's he? That's a different.
The flare, yeah. But the flare.
He's like flipping it again, like going behind his back and like pouring your drink.
Yeah, you can only really do that with like this much alcohol in the bottle, though.
Okay.
Because you can't, you won't, any, look, next time you see something like that, look how full the bottle is.
Great point.
It's this.
When somebody, you don't want a shot, they flip it and give it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah,
and I don't got time for that. Like, you see how busy
I am? It's those very like artisan, like, what's it called when you like, you have to go walk through a fridge to get into the place? What are those
like
places?
A speakeasy?
Yeah, this place is the worst.
It's more of like for the show.
You had to walk through a fridge to get there.
If you those can find kind of the fridge. Yeah. If you can find
And it's
the
like
fridge.
Some guy, there's one below the Virgin.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are we doing, dude? And he's like, acting like he's like, I go, dude, we're trying to go to the bar.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like,
But you know, like the red door.
The red door is not. What?
Like, you know, it's red on phone booth. The red phone booth.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant looking through the floor.
Oh, red door. No, okay. But it's the red. Of course, you love red door.
Yeah.
The red phone booth on, I think it's on 8th and Commerce or something.
Yeah,
but
you
see people sitting out there looking like idiots trying to figure it out. Like,
yeah.
Like, who do they call?
What is it?
Yeah. How hard it is just to get into this little bar that nobody knows about. It's not even that cool.
And they're like, maybe we should put out some advertising.
Yeah.
Like, where nobody's in
we're
here.
Not,
yeah.
We're not making any sales.
Hey,
guys.
Instead of like a bunch of ice cubes, we have one.
Exactly.
And we trimmed it. Okay, dude. We're just trying to get drunk.
I know.
Why do we have to say a password? And why do you have a handlebar mustache?
And it's like $25 just for the ice cube, pretty much.
And it's like, I don't want ginger.
What do you mean you don't do buckets?
Yeah, right. No, dude. Well, do you have any Bud Light? Yeah. What do you mean? Oh, the most popular alcohol in the world. Yeah, just bring me that one. I'll be fine.
One. Like, no, we just have this IPA that was made over in the corner of East Nashville. There's only 3 of them.
Yeah.
And this
it tastes horrible.
And it's disgusting. disgusting.
That's like the Jenny's, the ice cream. Jenny's. Like they have like lavender.
Dude, I go, I loves me some Jenny's.
Where's
though.
Cookies and cream?
Sorry, dude. I literally got the lavender ice cream. Like no, 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. Yeah. It was good, so but good. I could only eat a little bit of it before I was so lavender.
They have like essential oil flavors of ice cream.
I know.
I'm like, what is this?
And
like,
it's true though, because the lavender looked so appealing to me. And then my sister Pearl got the of course, caramel, it was sister chocolate. And Pearl,
right? Yeah. Yeah. Where's the cookie dough ice cream?
I ate half of hers.
Yeah.
Because I was over the lavender one.
That's because you know why McDonald's is on every block? Because it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay. And they figured it out how to make it great. And you're like, we're going to have like a graham cracker ice cream that also has like
M&M's.
That sounds good. That sounds but they don't have that. They're like, we also have like a. Mocha in there, and also what's the place like essential oils that you're like what's that, not peppermint, tea tree or something. I like
tea tree oil.
This is not no one likes this.
Yeah,
no one likes, but it's like part of their like thing.
Let's get some green tea and some hibiscus in there. Let's keep it going. Yeah, I mean, but I'm a little hippie though, so I like that.
Oh yeah, you're taking it.
But I do love
parents.
Some chocolate.
What did Lizzo say?
We got some news. Yeah,
right,
so
we'll wrap this up. Jemima can comment on the news.
So we got some news. Lizzo tweeted yesterday. She said, this may be a random time to say this.
Yeah, go for it.
7:12
a.m. I like Lizzo, by the way.
7:12 a.m. on a Sunday. This is a random time to say this.
You can say whatever you want.
But it's on my heart. Cancel culture is appropriation. There was real outrage from truly marginalized people, and now it's become trendy, misused, and misdirected.
Yeah.
I hope we can phase out of this and focus our outrage on the real problems.
I agree with this.
Same, 100%.
Yeah. I think you're going to...
That's because you got canceled.
No.
Like, where was this tweet?
He's like,
3 years
come
ago?
On, guys.
Where was this in 2019? Lizzo! Okay. Or like, I don't typically agree with anything Lizzo says. Guys, hey, let's listen to Lizzo, okay?
Yeah,
show
on.
Some respect.
She's like, straight white comedians need more
Thank
understanding.
You, dude. Yeah. What's the deal with, needs more understanding. Straight white male comedians in their 30s need to be shown some respect.
Let's give them grace.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They've had all the power for so long and they're losing it. And they are having a hard time.
That would be scary.
Thank you.
Yeah. Where are the jokes?
That would be scary.
Can you imagine? Take a walk
Let's
in his
put
shoes.
Put ourselves in their shoes. Oh, that's perfect. Okay.
I think she crushed this.
Let me just say, I agree with this. And again, I'm not trying to take any kind of credit. If she gets 5 flexes, let me just get half of one.
Sure.
In 2020, I came out with things at Walmart that need to be canceled, which is the same with your bottle opener, put me, in essence, on the map.
Yeah.
It was my biggest video times 100. It was like, everything needs to be canceled. Meaning what I was doing was making light of everything, what she says. It's now becoming trendy, misused, and misdirected. It was at the beginning, not the Me Too movement, of the people being canceled was good.
Yeah.
Everyone, and I was saying, I think the first guy to go, hey, this seems like it's, my video was saying, well, let's cancel everything.
Yeah.
Oh, fake plants, really? You can't let the natural greenhouse of Nashville, like, really? You're canceled. And everybody goes, and everybody loved it, shared and commented and went viral, because everyone goes, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And this is what she's saying. I mean, cancel culture is appropriation is a wild. That's a wild thing to say.
She's saying, like, so complaining should be reserved to marginalized groups is what is kind of what
I
that
agree.
Is saying.
I but cancel it. Culture is appropriation is just like a wild headline.
Yes.
It's a wild headline.
Yeah.
I'm with that though.
Yeah, dude, she crushed this.
Have you ever you've been canceled for anything?
Not yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. We'll find something.
You keep going live on TikTok.
Oh yeah.
Give it time. Sure.
We'll come on. Everyone's got to get canceled at some point, right?
Yeah. How many followers you got now?
A little, like almost 700,000.
Let's go.
Crazy, bro.
What kind of DMs you get?
I don't really check my DMs.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
That's the right answer.
Well, and, yeah, it's just, I don't want to either hurt my self-esteem or not respond to people. Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's like.
It's a lose-lose.
Those are the only two options.
Yeah. Lose-lose. Unless somebody says producer from The Tonight Show. Answer that
yeah,
one.
Yeah. No, not yet. Yeah. That's, those are like my Instagram ones.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That doesn't count. Yeah.
Other news. Jeremy Renner.
Saw that.
Almost died over the weekend.
Yeah.
It was his own plow.
Yeah, his own snow plow. Yeah. And so I found a picture of his snowplow. He posted this last
great
winter.
Great info.
But I mean, it's a it's more tractor than snowplow.
He got run over by that?
He was clearing, I guess, like on his property. There's a lot of roads, and he was clearing.
Where does he
clearing
live?
Roads? I don't know. I couldn't find that.
My goodness.
He maybe Tahoe. This says hashtag Tahoe life. But he was clearing roads for people and himself, and I think got out at one point to help somebody, and this thing rolled, and I guess ran him over is what the story looks like. So he's okay.
It's an awesome
but
story to have, though. Like, I'm gnarly
I think
scars.
It's brutal.
Banged up, dude.
Yeah, you go down like that. Yeah. That's like some, yeah, that's like a cool thing to
it's
be.
Like I'm alive.
Yeah. Trying to help other people.
Yeah.
Or was he?
Yeah.
Is he trying to clear the snow?
Yep.
Good for him.
Wild.
Everybody go see his movies whenever they come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but whenever that happened, it wasn't being talked about because of the that football.
Somebody
game,
else died. Oh, Monday yeah. DeMar Hamlin. Yeah. Yeah.
So I remember
which is wild to think. He looks like he's doing great, by the way.
Yes. Yeah.
That is a miracle.
Unreal, dude. Yeah. That, looks like brain function is good. Like,
I was going to tweet something about like everybody's like thoughts and prayers don't work also. But I was like, that's not contributing. That's not helping the conversation.
Yeah.
But I don't know what else. I don't know what else you'd credit that to.
Dude.
That he was like, dude, that he's like, speak.
It,
he's like
it looks like medically it's a miracle. Like the fact that his brain function is normal after being not breathing for, I think, 9 minutes or whatever
it
was.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Gosh, beautiful. What do we got here?
And that leads us into Bad Bunny.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jeremy, you're going to like this. You know who Bad Bunny is?
Yeah, I know that he's huge, but I could never, if I saw him in the street, I would have recognized
not
him.
Not same. We, like, but I've been like obsessed with him.
Yeah.
Because he's like, the biggest selling, like
all year, he was the number one artist this
by
year.
Far. Yeah. And like sold out. Like, I was in like the comedy club in Boston, and it was like Fenway Park was. And he's like three shows sold out. Bad, I go who?
Like yeah.
We talk about him all the time
in Spanish.
Yeah. Oh, even better.
Yeah.
All right. So this video.
So this is him. It looks like he's walking somewhere. He's got his team with.
This
him.
Is not. That's not him.
This
that's
is
a, just a sweating guy. That's him.
I believe so.
I think so. Okay, play it.
Sweating guy.
He's sweating. It looks like he's sweating.
Yeah, that's him.
That's him. Throws it in the water.
She was putting her phone in his face.
Throws it in the water.
Disrespectful. That's a boss move.
Gosh, dude. People don't.
He's also like, sue me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah right. Yeah, come get
let's
it.
Let's go.
Like, people don't understand.
So that's just a fan, though. Yeah, I mean, she is.
And look at her, but she's panicking, dude. She's like, wait.
Panicking.
True, but like, look panicking. How close she was to him. She could have sniffed his armpit. Like, yeah, that's
it's,
in his,
it's in way too deep.
That's
and
in
he's walking to wherever.
Space.
He goes, whoop, gone.
I love
so
that you
he
can see
own.
It.
Does he have a reputation of?
I don't think so.
Fans?
No, I've never seen him do this before.
She probably deserved it.
Yeah, God's the best, dude. That's the best.
I love that you can see it fly.
You
in
can
the back
tell it's the water because you see a boat back there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she ain't getting
gone.
That
nah,
back.
She knew. Look at her face. She goes.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. I like when people like
Oh,
but like I was with Bad Bunny, I was like, you weren't anymore.
Yeah, right.
You got no proof
Show
of it now.
Proof, yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna go down to the. I mean, that thing is gone.
And he just walks on.
I'm surprised she could have gotten that close to him. Where's his security? Since
he was, but yeah. Do you ever see Jemima like when people are like the best thing about TikTok is when people post this type of stuff like trying to like out Bad Bunny. And then the comments go the other way.
Yeah.
Like, all the comments, like, you shouldn't have been in his face.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, when people try to, like, expose, it would be so similar to tipping. Look at this guy. Yeah. You're like, well, I mean, and then you go, oh, I thought.
Dude, imagine posting something like that, thinking you had it, and then the whole entire thing just flips over
you're
on
like,
you.
What?
That's like the best TikToks, though. Those are the ones.
Yeah, we talked about those.
You go to the comments.
Yeah,
because
he goes, he shouldn't have been in his face. That girl's crazy. It's a way, it's a boundary crossing times 100.
Yeah.
But it's so funny though, because a lot of the TikToks, they're so easy one way or the other.
Yeah,
so
easy. Yeah.
I could have gone right, but if you're posting a right video, I'm going to want to go left.
Yeah, you're going to want to go the opposite way.
Yeah. So
but it's sometimes you look like the one of Drew Barrymore, like dancing in the rain. Oh my God. I thought that was like silly. But I went in the comments and everybody's like, yes, girl. And I go, okay, maybe I'm wrong on this one.
Yeah.
Like every issue was like, if you ever, it was like a very elitist, like Hollywood. If it's ever raining, get in the rain and just enjoy it and soak up. And everybody's like, and I was like, she's going to get crushed. And then everybody's like, love this Drew Barrymore energy. I go, wait, what? How did I go, all right, okay, just let it.
Imagine
I don't think that's
if
it.
I went out there just feeling that now, yeah. Like for myself.
That's it. Like, yeah, love this Drew Barrymore energy. Yeah. And I was like, all right. There it is. Yeah,
I haven't seen this.
You haven't seen it?
Oh. No.
This is Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, all right, go back to start.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Whenever you can go out into the rain, do not miss the opportunity.
All right, and everybody was like, love this. Yeah. We need more Drew Barrymore. I go, what?
It was wild.
I thought we were, okay, yeah.
Like maybe a year ago.
Yeah.
So it's wild because, and then that voiceover was used for so much stuff.
Oh,
and
it's
like for serious stuff, for joking stuff, it could have gone right or left.
That's the roulette. Because I've seen people be critical of you sometimes. You haven't been canceled, but critical of you of like either money or so. And you repost them sometimes.
That's
like the roulette of the internet that we're all playing. Mm-hmm. It's like if you want to like post, you have to be ready that it might go 30 million and you might get crushed.
Yeah.
That's the gamble that we all, if you, anybody, I'm just trying to, but you put it on the internet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You did.
Yeah.
So if you want to, in essence, there should be a release.
Yeah. You asked
like,
for this.
I'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny though, because it's the comments that will call you out and then you'll respond to that comment.
Yeah.
And then you go to the comment and they deleted it.
Never mind.
You're like, that's what I got.
Yeah. Got it. Win. I'll take that as a all right. Yeah. We're going to go by. I'm off this weekend. Should we go by see Jemima?
Yeah, I'm down.
We're going to go see Jemima Let's June. If you're in Nashville, what are your socials?
Jemima June.
And you can go to, if you follow me, go to my followers. You can find her. Jemima June, send her a nice DM.
On that small list.
She won't read it.
Go down to Whiskey Row Rooftop Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And say hi to me. I know I look mean, but I'm actually pretty nice.
She's very nice.
I do have really bad resting.
Yeah. Resting. How do you say it?
Resting bartender face?
Yeah. That's what it should be. Oh my gosh. I'm going to rebrand that.
There you go.
I'm going on a t-shirt.
That's pretty good.
Resting bartender.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. This was actually really fun.
I mean, yeah, sure. It was a little weird, but on the net. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.